Welcome to Solutions for a Simpler Life. This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Lehman's on the Square in Kidron, Ohio. We're glad you've joined us. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Solutions for a Simpler Life. I'm your host, Glenda Lehman Irvin, and today we are talking to one of our team members, Jeremiah, who loves to bake bread. At a recent carry-in, he brought in fresh baked bread and homemade jam. Since we're focusing on bread baking right now and grain mills, we thought it would be great to have a chat with him. So how are you, Jeremiah?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm married. We have a family of three kids. So I enjoy gardening, basically creating. I enjoy making things with my hands. So I look at something and try to think, oh, well, I can do that. So, I mean, that's kind of carried over from cooking in the kitchen. We do canning from things that we do in the garden to, yeah, just a little bit of everything. And then I'm also the network admin here at Lehman's, so handle a lot of basically the IT needs for the company and support.
So at work, you're in the virtual world, but at home, you're in the tactile world.
Yeah, definitely. And it's probably even maybe why I enjoy doing some of the more hands-on things, so I don't have to... it's nice when you can get away from the computer and get to do something with your hands. And it's satisfying. And I definitely enjoy that.
Yeah. And we hear that from our customers. I know I'm on my laptop, my phone, all of that. And I like to sit on the deck and read a book, or as you mentioned, work in the garden. It's just so different than that virtual on-demand world. Although you do have an unusual background for an IT guy, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I actually was born Amish. So up until I was nine, when I would have left. So I still have some Amish family. But there was my mom and most of my siblings left. So definitely a bit ironic with the background to start low tech, but now be in the high tech realm of things. So a little bit odd for sure. But kind of a neat story.
Yeah, and it makes sense for Lehman's because we sell low-tech using high-tech.
Yeah.
And you help us with that. So, yeah. So tell me about some of your earliest memories of baking bread.
Well, I can't say for sure if I was baking bread, but I know kind of my earliest memory was when I'm pretty sure I was probably about 6 years old. So when my brother was born, I have two younger brothers, we're 3 years apart, but very common, like in the Amish household, when someone is pregnant and gives birth, for another unmarried woman to come and help out maybe for a couple of weeks until they, kind of get back to normal. So I remember clearly there was this young lady that came and helped at her house. And I mean, we would have, from a young age, there were five boys and one girl. So we were often asked to help like wash dishes or do different things. But I don't really remember doing other baking at the time, but I clearly remember being standing on a chair up by the, the kitchen counter and getting to crack some eggs in a bowl. And I remember that was just, very distinct memory. And it was a big deal because I had never done that before, but, I enjoyed helping. And so, that's definitely probably one of the earliest memories
you had of working in the kitchen. Oh, that's sweet. How did you get started baking bread for your friends and family? I mean, is that something you brought to the marriage or perhaps after you had children, or how did that come about?
I don't specifically remember baking bread like in growing up. I mean, I enjoyed cooking. I know I would have baked cookies and do different things like at home, like growing up in high school. But in high school, there were two summers where I actually worked at a local bakery. My brother had worked there. He had started before I did. But in the summers, I did that for 2 years. And we would go in like usually start like 5:30 or so and typically work till like 12 or 1 o'clock midnight. And so there were numerous different things that I kind of did there. So I would have filled some pies and helped with bread, helped with cinnamon rolls and other things. But my brother, he was the one that actually would mix up the dough. But I remember specifically helping with kind of weighing out the loaves and shaping and then putting them in the pan, kind of prepping them, letting them raise, and then later helping with putting them in the slicer and packaging. So definitely picked up a lot of tips there. But then probably after that, after we were married, is probably where I started doing more at home. Definitely we enjoy baking bread and even other things. I mean, cinnamon rolls or even just like the dinner rolls and some of the more dessert type breads as well.
Do you involve your children in the process?
Yeah, they do enjoy. I mean, there's some different little things that I try to teach them. Kind of one of the things that I typically do when I'm baking bread is a lot of times when it comes to flour, I don't even really measure out the flour. I go more by like just the texture and kind of the feel of things. So I try to teach them that, you know, like touch it now and oh, it's too sticky and we're going to need to add a little bit more, because bread, definitely you can keep adding flour and you can keep adding it more and more and it'll take it, but then you're going to end up with too much flour and it's going to be dry. So it's something like that. And I know too, like if I'm making dinner rolls, they love to help to shape the loaves. You know, usually you weigh them out and then kind of swirl them on the countertop. So the girls love doing that. And if I'm making cinnamon rolls, they like helping spread it out and putting on the cinnamon sugar and rolling it up. So yeah, they definitely enjoy helping.
Maybe that one day they'll be on a podcast and someone will say, what's your earliest memory of baking? And they can say rolling out the dough with my dad as he added more flour.
Yep. Yeah. That could very easily happen.
I think baking bread in particular is intimidating for some people. What advice would you give if someone had never baked before?
I would say just start with a simpler recipe. Try to start easier. And then as you have some success, maybe look for additional things. But I mean, the biggest thing is just, you know, I always start with the yeast and warm water. I mean, you don't want water that's too hot. But yeah, yeast and water, and add a little bit of sugar in the recipe that gets it started, gets it activated. And then once you have the yeast, you can obviously just add the rest of your things and then just make sure that you give it enough time to rise. That's the big thing. If the bread raises and then you bake it, those are kind of the simplest things. But yeah, just start simpler. And then as you have success, just move on from there, try new things and have fun. You can do the different dessert breads or cinnamon rolls, or just, yeah, start easy and then have
fun. Sure, that makes sense. Do you have any spectacular failures or successes you could share?
I know there's been times where I know there's a time where I forgot to put the salt in the bread, which it's still okay, but it's not quite as great. Or maybe times when you forgot you set a timer to check on the bread when it was raising and then it probably deflated. So I know that's happened before. Successes, I mean, I know the kids love the bread, so it's kind of fun. Even if I'm like making bread to take somewhere, usually, you know, the kids are smelling it. So they come out, and even if when I cut it, they even ask, oh, can I even just have the end crust piece? So they'll never eat the crust of normal bread. But if we're making fresh bread, they're happy to have the crust. So that's kind of a success in itself.
Well, I know that when you brought it in for the carry-in that we had, people were just enamored with the fact that, well, you're an IT guy, and then you made the bread and you made the jam too. You make the jam from berries that you grow, right?
Yeah, we have a garden we enjoy. And so, yeah, we grow strawberries. And then that's another thing that the kids love doing is making jam. So we always do the freezer jam usually. That's our go-to. We always have some. And So generally, if we take bread somewhere for like a carry-in or something like that, we always get the strawberry jam out. It's pretty easy to make, and it always tastes, I prefer it over canned jam, just a little bit fresher taste and definitely quite a treat.
Do you use a grain mill from Lehman's to grind your grain?
I do have one. I occasionally use it. It's not anything consistent. It's something that I could do a little bit more of. But I mean, I also like just having it, in the event that there was some kind of, like a prepping type situation. If I needed to, I could do more. But I plan at some point to try to use it a little bit more than I do currently.
Oh, yeah. And that begs the question, how important is it to use the very best ingredients to make the very best bread?
It is important because, I mean, if you're using yeast that's not fresh, your bread is not going to raise. And then flour does have a shelf life too. So if you're going into the work, and bread is something that can take time. The entire process isn't that hard, but it takes time. So if you're putting in that time, sometimes it can take a couple hours for it to make it, to raise, and then to bake it. So if you're putting all that time in, you want to make sure that it's going to be good. So start with good ingredients that are fresh, and then it's going to make that things much better in the end.
Sure. You mentioned it's not that difficult, but it is time consuming. So why would you do that? Why would you not just buy bread and jam from the store?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing is it tastes better, and we also just enjoy the process. It's definitely doesn't taste anything quite the same as store-bought, and it's satisfying just to make it. That's definitely the best process, or best part of the process, is getting to eat the warm bread with a little bit of butter. So you're never going to get that with store-bought bread. Is just right out of the oven, and getting to enjoy that is a big treat.
You mentioned the word satisfying several times, which is wonderful, because we would encourage our customers and friends and family to live a satisfying life that can take them on their next step on their journey to a simpler life. So thank you very much, Jeremiah, and thanks to all of our listeners.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is Glenda Lehman Irvin with Lehman's, where we stand for a simpler life. Thanks for listening. For more, visit lehmans.com.